Starting Bezos Hashem, Gittin Daf Yud Gimel, and we are going to begin about 12 lines up on Yud Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara is going to go back into the conversation, the back and forth between the Chachamim and Remeir on the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And just to quickly recap, the back and forth was that if a man says Ten Ged Zel Ishti or Shtar Sichur Zel Avdi, the Zemachlekes Remeir and the Chachamim, can the Baal or the master interrupt the shekels? Can he call back the get? And it depends on, so when it comes to get, for get isha, so then everybody holds it's a chayv hula. We look at it from a perspective of mezainis. And since, as soon as she gets her get, she'll no longer get mezainis. So get is definitely a chayv. Everybody agrees that since it's a chayv, when the shliach gets it, tenu kizachu, when the shliach gets it, he's not being mezakeh for the isha because only Zachin la'adam shalei b'fanav, but not chavin la'adam. And since get isha is a chayv, so therefore the shliach doesn't essentially take it away from the mishaleach. The mishaleach can still stop it. When it comes to a get shechor, though, so that's a question: is it a zchus or a chayv? So a mayor says it's a chayv. Why? Because as soon as the eved gets his get, he's no longer going to be able to eat truma. The Chachamim say that no, it's a schus because the Maaser are going free. So we have to see this back and forth. There's going to be a back and forth now between the Chachamim and Remeir. And the question is the Eved receiving or the, is a Shechor for the Eved considered a schus or a chayv? B'negeya what? When the Shliach gets it, can he be Zachin for the Eved or not? Can he be Zeicha for the Eved? Okay, so now, Tanya, Amar Rebbe Lazar. So Rebbe Lazar is saying, now Rebbe Lazar is wearing the mantle of the Chachamim. Amarnu loy lemeir. So we said to Remeir, how could you, Remeir, say that it's a chayiv for a eved to be set free? V'haloy zchus hu le'eved, she'yitz mitachas yidei rabbe lecheiras. When it's a zchus, then he gets to go free. Amar lanu, Remeir said back, no, it's not a zchus. Chayiv hu loy, why? She'im haya eved kayen, paisle mina truma. Okay, which we're going to have to gemara at the end is going to be back to an Eved Yisrael. But if you're an Eved Kayin, it's a chayv because you're going to lose the ability to eat truma. Amar nulai. So staying with the Eved Kayin, so we said to Remeir, what are you talking about? V'haloi ma'im yirtza shaloi lozoinai v'shaloi lefarnasai rishai. Like we said in the Mishnah, this is a Shita Chacham saying, what do you mean? That the Adon can decide not to give his Eved mezainis. Okay, and therefore, since he could decide not now, we got into the question back and forth yesterday of, you know, could he say asem yivin izancha? But the alkal banim, he could cut off mezainis. That's clear. He could say I'm not feeding you. So therefore, anyway, the master can cut the eved off from mezainis. So when the master sets him free, since he's able to cut him off from his zaynus, whether he's his eved or not his eved, so essentially it's his chus because all he's getting is, says the Chachamim, all he's getting is his freedom. That it doesn't really affect the mezainis one way or another. So Amar Lanu, so Remeir said back to the Chachamim, Uma ilu eved kayin shebarach. You're right. But if it's an eved kayin shebarach, that he ran away, the ishes kayin shemarda abala, that rebelled on her husband, haloy eichlin betruma v'zeina eichel, still a maisa, it's still his eved until he's meshacher, so the guy can go get truma. Now, if you think about the availability of truma was a lot cheaper than regular food, right? Everybody had in Eretz Yisrael some truma lying around. They went to give the kayin. So imagine this eved's on the lamb, he's running around, and he's looking for mezainis. It's still a benefit for him to be an eved of a kayin. Why? Because he can knock on somebody's door and say, I need some mezainis. I don't want to give you food. I'm an eved kayin. How about you give me some truma? Okay, so it's still easier for him to get fed because it's easier. Anyways, they have to give their truma to somebody, so I'll give it to him. Fine. Okay, it doesn't cost me much anyways. And therefore, there is still a benefit for the eved, even if the master's not giving him mezainis, says Remeir. It's still a benefit. It's still a benefit for him to be under the kayin because he can at least eat truma, and therefore freeing the eved would be a chayv hulay. Okay, and therefore, okay. So aval isha chayv hula that an isha it's a chayv she came poislam min atruma umafsidam min amezaynes. Okay, so what's this back and forth? Maika amrule umaika mahadulahu. So what were the rabbanon saying to Remeir, and what was Remeir responding back to the rabbanon? Hachi kamar lahu. Okay, this is what Remeir was saying to the Chachamim. Hashiv tuni ala mezainis. Fine, you settled the mezainis thing. Okay, that's what Meir says to Chachamim, that Lamaisa, you answered me about the Mezainis, the fact that the master can, we had this back and forth, Mati Shibeni Ala Truma, but Lamaisa, so you're right, on the Mezainis, the master can anyways cut him off, can tell the Eved, you're not getting Mezainis, but what about the Truma? An Eved Kayin, Lamaisa, has the ability to eat truma. So how are you, Rabban, I'm going to explain to me that by freeing the Eved and releasing him from the ability to eat truma, that is a schus ulai. It's a chayv ulai, right? Which is what Rameir is saying. V'chi teimru ibai zarek le gite upasalei. So if you want to tell me that lamaisa, maybe, Rameir says, maybe you'll tell me that the fact that the Eved could eat truma, again, all we have to do is prove that the Eved can't do anything about it, and then freedom is a schus ulai. So maybe you'll tell me that since Lamaisa, the master, can throw the Eved his get shechur, toich his dalet amas, whatever, we'll get to all the halachas of exactly how, but somehow he could throw, and therefore he could set him free anyway, in which case the Eved is of no control to be able to eat truma, because the master can at any point set him free, and therefore it's a schus for him to go free, because anyways, the ability to eat truma or not is totally up to the master. Okay, so maybe you'll tell me that's an eitzah. Shavik le va'arik va'azala alma. Okay, so he says that the Eved can escape. Essentially, he can make sure to never be within a matzev where he's going to be able to receive his get. And lamaisa, the Eved does have some control to maintain his status as a, if he can never accept the get, to maintain his status as an Eved of a Kayin, in which case, he has the benefit of being able to eat Truma, in which case, a get shechur would be a chayv ulai, right? This is how far Rameir is going to prove his point. Now, Uma Ilu, let's look at the quote that we just quoted in this Braisa, which is very similar to the Machlekes, Rebbe Elazar, stepping into the shoes of the Chachamim, but very similar to the back and forth that's going on in our Mishnah. Uma Ilu Eved Kayin Shabarach, this is a quote. Uma Ilu Eved Kayin Shabarach, the Eishas Kayin Shemar Dabala, Haloi Oichlin Betruma Vizena Oichel. So Lamaisa, Shaper Karmar Lahu. Okay, so Rameir has a good taina that no matter where the Eved is, he could run away and he could always eat Truma as long as he's an Eved Kayin. So Lamaisa, it is a chayv for him to accept the get. So I don't understand how the Rabbanan can say that it's a schos ulai. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Shaper Karmar Lahu. Amar Rava, Hainu to Kama Hadri Levi Masnisin. That's the explanation. At the end of the Mishnah, there was a line that sounded a little cryptic. Amrulai, the Chachamim finally, you know the end of the conversation? Amrulai, Yipnei Shukin Yanai, because he's a Kenyan. What does that mean? What does that mean, Shukin Yanai? Amrulai, Hainu to Kama Hadri Levi Masnisin, Yipnei Shukin Yanai. The Ibai Shakil Arba Zuzem Yisrael, Upasole Kalhecha de Ise. That Lamaisa, you said that as long as the master, as long as he runs away, but he's still an Eved Kayin, so he could eat Truma. Not true. At any point, the master can take four zuz, which is the Rishon, a very small amount. That's anytime the Gemara wants to say, we say four zuz. That's a small amount. He can sell them for pennies on the dollar. So the Eved ran away. He could sell them for pennies on the dollar. And guess what? He's no longer an Eved of a Kayin. And he no longer can eat Truma. So it is completely biyad of the master to cause him to not be able to eat truma, just like in the Mishnah when we talked about mezainis, right? Heshev tani al mezainis, mashiv ani al truma. I'll answer very good, says the Chachamim on the truma. Just like on the mezainis, you know why it's not considered a chay for the Eved to go free? Because anyway, in regards to the mezainis, it's completely subjective to the will of the master, of the rabbi. So too, when it comes to truma, the master can go ahead and sell him at any point for pennies on the dollar, and he'll no longer be an eved of a kayin, and no longer be able to eat truma. Okay, period. That's the end of the conversation. We're going to, our mayor, tinech, eved, kayin, eved, yisrael, we have to go back to ask a couple questions of our mayor, but we kind of cut it off there. So what's our mayor going to respond to this? What's our mayor going to respond? How does the conversation end there? So that the Chachamim win, that's it? So there's a couple of different ways to look at this. Either Tosis on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis says, and he asks this question of, really he's asking on, we said that the Eved of a Kayin could eat Truma wherever he is. And Tosis asks, well, how could he eat Truma wherever he is? Why does he have to be Chashish that the master sold him? How could he just eat Truma wherever he is? So, meaning, Eved is Shayach HaMitzvah like an Isha, so he's subject to the Torah law, and how does he know that he's still an Eved Kayin? So, Tosis takes it as a davar pashat, the Isha learned to l'shchiach sheyiknuhu Yisrael me'achar shebarach. Nobody's interested in buying an Eved that's on the land, that ran away. There's no value there. Oh, on the tzmach that maybe he'll come back. Nobody's engaging in that transaction. It's not shchiach, and therefore you don't have to be concerned. So that could be an answer that Rameir can say to the Rabbanon is, no, it's not shchiach. Yut said that the reason why truma is not, his ability to eat truma is considered, you the Chachamim said that it's considered completely at the will of the master. It's not true, because no one's going to buy this eved. Because anybody could sell it, nobody's going to buy this eved. But the Rishash actually says here, a very interesting lishi tasa, the Gemara Baba Kama discusses that really in regards to being makdish, that if someone steals something from someone else, neither of them, neither the gazlan or the nigzal or the gazlan, neither of them can be makdish it. Why? Okay, so therefore neither of them can be makdish it. Now most Rishonim learn there that the same thing would apply to a mechira, a sale, that you can't sell it either. The gazlan can't sell it because it's not his. And the true owner can't sell it because it's not his rishus to be able to sell it. Somebody took it from him. Okay? So when it comes to an eved, we would say the same thing. Now, there is a machlaikis, Rameyer, the Rishash is beautiful. This is Rameyer in the Chacham Lashitasam. There's a machlaikis, what is the status of an eved? Is an eved karka or metalthalin? So that is the machlaikis between the Rameyer and the Chachamim, that according to the Chachamim, an eved is karka dummy. And therefore, wherever, even if it's stolen, you can't steal karka. It's berishus. It's considered berishus of the owner. And therefore, that's a chacham lishitasei that he could always sell the master. But the other way to answer is, it could be Rameyer's lishitasei. Hold, Rameyer holds it. No, you can't sell the eved. That the master can't sell the eved. And therefore, he didn't feel it necessary to answer over here. He didn't feel it necessary to answer the chacham over here that it's lishi tasam. What is the status of an eved in regards to, is it something that you can or can't sell? Okay, but let's just see. So again, Rameyer holds that is a philosophical question. Okay, Rameyer holds tinach eved, yeah, koyein, eved yisrael, mayekel meimar. So again, Rameyer holds that it's considered, since the eved can eat truma, as long as he's the eved of a kayin, so therefore, giving a shliach, accepting a shtar shechor on behalf of the eved, is a chayv hulay, and therefore the master, he can't, because zachon shalom shalom b'fanav, bein chavin, la adam ela b'fanav, and therefore the master can call back the shlichos. Now this is all true by an eved who's a kayin, right? You just basically, we answered on the mezainis, Rameyer accepted the tshuva on the mezainis, and then he said, but Tishveni, what are you going to answer me about truma? Well, truma is only nageya to a master who's a kayin. So now, ulu Rameyer, tinech eved kayin, eved yisrael mayikal lameimar. So why is it a chayv? That's what we're asking. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, mipnei shemafsidoi mishibcha knanis. Because it's mafsid him, meaning as soon as he gets his get shechor and he's free, he can no longer marry a shechor kananis. So the Gemara says, Adarabba, harimatir v'as chayrin. Great, now he can get a regular Jewish wife. So why is that a bad thing? So the Gemara says, avda behefkera nichale, that an eved wants to have kera. He likes her. Zilole shchichale pritzale. Lamaisa, an eved is happier with a shechor kananis. Okay, zilole, Rashi says, zoilole hibein of lezalzobok lechot havasai, he can do, there's more hefkeris, right? Avda behefkeir nichale, zilole, he can do whatever he wants with her. Shchichale, that's what he's used to, that feels comfortable for him. Pritzale, and because she's a shechachanana, she could do whatever she wants. She doesn't have to conform to the regular rules of a bas yisrael, okay? And therefore, the eved says, I'd rather have, and what sounds like a benefit, of course, this could also answer the question of why the Rameyer didn't respond in regards to Truma, because still a Maisa, even if you sell him to a Yisrael, and he can no longer eat Truma, I'd still rather have it. So that would also work if you want to go with the flow of the Gemara, but I wanted to bring in those other pshatim. Okay, and by the way, huh?
Eved Kanani, if he becomes free, becomes a Jew?
Yeah, becomes, yeah, 100%. So,
full-fledged?
Full-fledged. I mean, the question, you have to go through some element of Geirus, but full-fledged.
How long he was Dunk him in the mikvah. He was in for a long time, I guess, because he knows.
Yeah, I mean, Eved has a status of an Isha, and then when he goes free, he becomes a regular Yisrael. So now, Tosfos says here that if so, right, so we're asking, Avda Bevkeir Nichale, says, what about an Eved Katan that has never, really, it's all about Hefkeir, so that he can do whatever he wants with the Shivcha. That's why he's happier. Shivchas are better for him. They're more attractive to him. So what about an Eved Katan? How are you going to answer that? So he says, Lamaisa Rameir would have to agree when it comes to an Evakatan that it would be a Schosula. So we already start, we see we're chipping away at Rameir over here. Okay, let's move on to the next Mishnah. Ha'emer, this Mishnah was also brought back on Daf Tes, right? All the Mishnahs that we've had here were brought on Daf Tes to discuss the Sugi over there. So now, Ha'emer Tunu Get Zela Ishti. So let's say a man says, give the following get to my wife, Shtar Shechor Zela Avdi, give the Shtar Shechor to my Eved, Umes. And then he dies. Lo yitnu la'achar misa. So you can't give it la'achar misa. Okay, so now we have to really unpack this. So if you remember, when we were dealing with a shliach, we said, the question is, can the shliach be zeicha? Over here, Homer tenu getzel le'ishti, and the way Rashi explains this here is that he said, give the get to my wife. But he never actually gave the get to the shliach. Okay, that's what Rashi says here. Tenu gezela ishti garsin masif lo garsin untain. It's tenu shaloi mustram liad shliach bechayav lefichach loy nechelku chachamim bedaver. And therefore, this is not shabbat to the machlekes anymore. It was never given, and therefore, everyone's going to have to hold that the chachamim are going to have to agree that since this is a separate issue of since he died, tenu gezela ishti shtar shukazel abdi umeis lo yinu achar misa. You cannot have get achar misa. Okay, meaning that's a separate issue. Now, when it came to the Mishnah on Daf Tes, so we have to compare. The Mishnah on Daf Tes said, why is there no get achar misa? Now we're talking about both get shechor and get isha. So, but get shechor, Rashi a couple times made it a point to say that because as soon as the master dies, the eved becomes property of the son of the yarshin, and therefore the original owner who sent the shliach, so he's no longer in power to be Meshachar the Eved, because now the Eved is dropped to his son. Okay, now there's a few things going on here. Now, it's interesting, it says, Ha'imer Tunu Ten, there's a lot of girsa, the questions in regards to the girsa here and how you learn the sugya, but Ha'imer Tunu Get Ze Le'ishti. So what's the Ze? So this is Mechadish, that the Ze is, even if, though the Chiddush is, even though the Get's Be'en. So what we're saying is, but the previous Mishnah that we had on Daf Yud Aleph, so he gives the Get to the Shaliach. Right? And then there's a machlekes when it comes to, according to Isha, everybody holds that it's a chayv, and therefore he can call back the shlichas. When it comes to a get shechor for the Eved, that was a machlekes with your Amir and the Chum, like we just had been discussing. Now, the reason we said, what was interesting if you remember, when it comes to get shechor, according to the Chachamim, so the reason why the get shechor works, he gives it to the shliach, and we said, how does it work? Because kol ha'emer tenu ka'emer zachu. So it's like the shliach was mezakeh for the eved, okay? That it should take effect. Now, it was clear, Rashi said this back on Daf Tes, that when the shliach gets the get, so all he's doing in regards to the schus, right, there's the Eved who needs to get the get shechor, there's the master who's sending the get, and then there's the shliach in the middle. When the shliach takes it, zechu, the only, Rashi was clear that the only ability that's happening here is that the master can basically say, that the shliach can accept the get on behalf of the Eved. But the shechor doesn't take place, Rashi said, until the get actually gets to the yad of the Eved. Okay? Now, here, Rashi seems to be changing course. And Tesis back on Daf Tes brings this. Rashi seems to be, he says that, you know what? You know why the it's no good? Because there's no get shechor achar misa. Well, according to what Rashi just said there, the whole reason, there's no get shechor until it gets to his hand anyway. So why do you have to come on to the fact, why do you have to say here that it was never given to the shliach? Why do you have to say specifically here it was never given to the shliach? Even if it was given to the shliach, since the get won't have a chalos, won't take effect until it gets to the biyad of the eved, so then it should end right there. So Tosfos says that based on Daf Tes that Rashi is changing course over here. He asks it as a kasha. Okay, v'davar tamer pirusha kiven deschus hu pshita dezeicha la'alter kiven darbiyan gabi shechor ten gizchi k'da'amar l'kaman. But Rashi ba'atz by chazar by. That he says that Rashi went back on it. Now, what is interesting is that Rashi seems to only address, both here and there, seems to address the get shechor. And this is going to open up a little bit. Okay, so again, the Achronim are medayik. There's a famous machlekes between the Rambam goes keneged the Torah goes connected to the Rambam. And the Rambam holds that, and this goes back to really the beginning, much earlier in the Masechta, in regards to what happens if the Baal sends a shlich. Remember we said a case, what happens is, Eina yachol loymer b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. So the Baal sends the get, b'yad shliach, and he's Eina yachol loymer. What did the Gemara say, Eina yachol loymer? He's not able. Oh, it's this weird case where he is able to deliver the get, and then right before he's able to say b'fanei nechtam, he becomes nishtata, nischarish, right? He's no longer able to. Why do you have to say the case? Why don't you just say the shlech becomes nischarish along the way? Why don't you say some other case? So we see here, why don't we say that and really the question is, what happens if, let's say, the Baal sends a get and biyad shliach? What happens if the Baal sends a get biyad shliach? And then he becomes nischarish. Something happens to shtate. Something happens to him.
The Baal.
Okay, so now the question is, and this goes to the fundamental, what is shlichus? And this is major radio. What is the shlichus? So the question, who has the chalais? Who has the ability to affect once the shliach is sent? Is it the Baal, the Meshaleach, and the shliach is shlucha sheldom kamaisai, and he's just, and then now when he's actually taking the get or shechar and giving it over to the woman, is it like the Baal's doing it? Or did the Baal give the shliach the ability to affect the chalais? Right? And that's really the question over here. They learn from Rashi that from the fact that Rashi says here, if you look, really in both of these, again, what's the question is, why does Rashi, or a question is, why does Rashi only address the shtar shechor aspect of it? Meaning the eved. He doesn't talk about the isha at all. So what we see from here is that we had to find a way to say that it sounds like in Rashi, the shlichus continues after Misa. It's just that, what did we say here? We didn't say that the shlichus is batal achar Misa. If you hold that anytime the shliach is walking and actually gives the get over, it's like the sender was doing it, the mishaleach was doing it. So then why do I have to come on to, for instance, when we talk about Eved, that the Eved now belongs to the Yershim? The guy who sent him is dead already. So if I need the original sender to do to have the chalais to free the Eved, well, why do I have to come on to that it's not berushus of the dead guy, it went to his Yershim? So they bring from here that Rashi must hold, that when someone appoints a shliach, he's giving over the chalais, the ability to affect whether it's the get isha or the shechor, to be mishachar the eved, that it's being given over to the shliach. Okay? And therefore, we now have to come on to what? That when, so now in this scenario, the Baal says, go, he's sending somebody, because mishaleach, go ahead and bring the get to my eved. Okay, now he gets... He's telling him, again, in this case, he didn't put the get in his hand, and therefore, he can't be chayzer. Fine. But the point is that he sent him as a shliach to go be megarish. Now, he's carrying the... He has the ability to do... the problem is that he has the ability to do chalais based on the dead guy. The dead guy now is gone. The chalais was already given over to the shliach, but the problem is he no longer is the owner. It already dropped to his son. Now, but when we talk about an isha, so how do we understand this with an isha? Now, Taisus here says, Kamashman de inget lachar misa. So again, we don't really address the isha component. Why is it that a get doesn't work achar misa? That's what we're trying to understand. And specific to if it's being sent by a shliach, if the chalais was already given over, why can't he affect it? So Taisus, now what you could say, and what it doesn't say, is, well, since, and this I want to be clear on, since the husband died, she's no longer a married woman anymore. Now, by an Eved, you could say, so we go to the Yershin, right? We say that since the master died, he is property. Now he's not property of the owner, he's property of the owner's son, of the Yershin. But the Isha, what happens, what should happen achar Misa? She's no longer his wife. So you know why you can't divorce her? Because she's no longer his wife. Wouldn't that make a lot of sense? So what do you have to come... So Bataisus here says that, and Rashi in numerous places, Kamashon de Inkel Achar Misa, Dafagav Shemina Megarish Bechayev Ashlech, Le Choshev Liyos Kemaise Achar Moise, Gilu Atzma Kaim, El Choshev Gel Achar Misa. Rashi on Samach Vav and other places throughout Shas, Rashi says, why can't Lachar Misa Mi Ika, Lachar Shemais Mi Megarisha? There's nobody to be Megarisha. Now, why is that there's nobody to be Megarisha? Well, we should say she's not an Ashish Ish. So they want to be Medaic from here, it's beautiful. That really there is Ishus. There is a concept of ishus after the husband dies, Vaharaya, there's a concept of Zika. That's a clair back in Yibam. But there's a Zika, Eishas Hamei. So there's obviously some level of Eishas continuing. There's still Erva Achar Misa, right? So there, we see this idea that there is Eishas Achar Misa. The whole problem here is that what? That there is nobody, the issue of Gerach Mitzvah, there is nobody to, on behalf, he, the Shliach, yes, you're right. Even Achar Misa, the Shlichus continues. On behalf of, but it's on behalf of the Mishaleach. Well, if the Mishaleach had died, so then either there's nobody to divorce the wife. Yes, maybe there's Ishus here, but the Mishaleach died. You're being divorced her on behalf of the husband. The husband had died, so he's gone. Or in the case of the Eved, it's a difference. It's because it's no longer, you have the Chalois to essentially free his Eved. You have the ability to do that as a Shliach, but it's only on behalf of the owner. Now the owner died and it's the Yarshim, you don't have the right to do it on behalf of the Yarshim. Okay? So that is a way to kind of understand a little bit of what's going on here. Now let's see the next case, which is really the Gemara is going to focus on the next case of the Mishnah. Not on the case of Isha, okay, that we spoke out, not on the case of Shechor and Eved, but Tenu Mana Le'ish Pleini. So let's say a guy says, give money to a certain person, Umes, and then he dies. Yitnu la'achar misa. Okay? There you do give it la'achar misa. So again, we're contrasting. When it comes to get, and get la'achar misa. Ein shtar shechor. Get shechor la'achar misa. So that we've explained, the lump sum. When it comes to money, the guy said, give it over, give $100 to Pliny, and he dies, you do give it. So Dr. Gemara. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, Mishmei derav. So now we're going to have qualifications. This that we said, you do give the money achar misa. That is v'hushet tziburin u'menachem v'keren zavis. That is if it is piled up and sitting in a corner. Okay, meaning it has to be specific money. It can't just be give him $100 and you go to the guy's wallet or bank account and take it out. It has to be specific money that's sitting somewhere. B'maya skinan. What are we talking about now? Again, who? And this really goes to who in the Mishnah when we said ha'emer. What was the state of this person? And this is going to get us into tomorrow's daf as well. We're going to deal with the idea of Shchiv Meira versus Bari, who's gifting. Okay? So now, if we're talking about by a healthy person, so then, Kitziburin Maihava. A healthy person, in order to give something over, you need a kinyan. So, Kitziburin Maihava. Haloi Mashach. There was no Mashicha. So, how is it given over? The Ella b'shchimera must be talking about a shchimera. Now the din we know is by a shchimera is divrei shchimera kiksuvim mesurim dami. That is a special din when it comes to a shchimera. A person who's on his deathbed, that we don't require a kinyan to give it over. So then, if there's no kinyan over here, so then we're saying that it must be a shchimera. So then the question is, why do you need tziburin? My irya tziburin ki ain't tziburin nami. Over here we did something. If you want to take this black or white, so if a bari says give $100 to so-and-so, there's no kinyan, so you don't have to give it. If it's a shchimera, you do have to give it. Now, what is tziburin going to help? Why does tziburin matter here is what we're asking, right? Rav came along and said, that it has to be tziburin. Well, how's that going to help? If it's a bari, you still don't have a kinyan, and if it's a shchimera, you don't need tziburin. So what is it tziburin over here? So, my area tziburin, ki ain't tziburin, nami, daha kaimel, debe shchimera, kisum, surum, dami. That, dami. That a did that we can give over what a shchimera wishes without anything. You don't even need tziburin. It's already given over. No kinyan. Amar Rav Zvid lo'elam bebari. So we're going to have two ways to answer this. Rav Zvid said, really, we're talking about a bari. We're talking about a fully healthy person. Uchud Rav Huna Amar Rav. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Mana li biyadcha. Toneo lo'el le'plani b'mamit shloshin. This is a new din. That you are able to affect and give over money without a kinyan in what's called maimet shloshim. You do it over with, you give it over with three people, then kana. So if you give it over with three people, and what are we saying? That you need both. You need a combination. So again, you're right. A bari to give something over would normally need a kinyan. There's another way to give something over. If you give it over in front of three people, you're okay, in front of you three, I'm giving that pile to so-and-so. That would work where you wouldn't need a kinyan. So the combination of Maimed Shlashdan plus the fact that it's Tziburin, it's sitting somewhere. Now, a standard Tziburin is also known as like what we call a Pekadon, meaning the money is set aside, it's sitting somewhere, an object sitting somewhere. It's somewhere. It's not just in the ether in somebody's bank account. It's sitting somewhere. Okay? Now, Rav Papa Amar, so that's one way of answering. What when Rav said Siburin, what's the case of our Mishnah? Again, we're trying to figure out what's the case of our Mishnah said that if a guy says, give $100 to someone, pay mana l'ploini, and then he dies, you give it. If we're talking about Eshchev Meira, so why do you need, Rav said you need Siburin, why do you need Siburin? And if we're not talking, if we're talking about Bari, you need a Kenyan. So we answer, Rav Zvid says, no, we're talking about a Bari, and you know why you don't need a Kenyan? Because you have a combination of Maimit Shloshtan plus Siburin, and that's what we were saying, and then you wouldn't need a Kenyan. Rav Papa Amar, Lo'ilam B'Shchev Meira. Really, we're talking about a Shchev Meira, Ch'idach D'Rav. That we're talking about a Shchev Meira. And I, if so, you shouldn't need anything. It's like a different memo of Rav. If he just said blanket, give money from my nechasim, if he said mana zeh, noisim. Mana stam, ain't noisim. If he just said give $100 again in the ether, it wouldn't work. So there's another memo of Rav, and this is another way of answering where Papa says no. That even when it comes to Ishchev Meira, it has to be mana zeh, a specific, which what is Siburin would accomplish that. Chayshinan sheva mana kaver ka'amar. Because otherwise we have to be concerned that maybe he has money buried somewhere, and that's the money he's referring to. Maybe it's a practical joke, but the point is that we can't go ahead and just give it if he says any $100. It also, I need Siburin. So again, what was the question? Why does Rav say Siburin? Mana plenty, mana, if Tain mana, the Mishnah said that if the guy says Tain mana, the plenty, Achar Misa, you do give it Achar Misa. Why? Rav says it needs to be Siburin. Why does it need to be Siburin? Again, we have two ways of answering. Rav Zvid said either it's, you don't need a Kenyan, and you need Siburin plus my Mitzlashdan. Okay, and Rav Papa says that no, it's Shchev Meira, and Shchev Meira does require mana zeh, and Siburin accomplishes mana zeh. But you have to say that the gift is going on specific money. And Lamaisa, we don't paskin like this, Rav Papa. Now, so again, there were two shitas. Rav Papa, my time alone, my Rav Zvid. Rav Papa says that our Mishnah is talking about a Shchev Meira, and essentially says that by Shchev Meira, you need to say mana zeh. You're only going to give it over as mana zeh. So Rav Papa, my time alone, my Rav Zvid. Kasaba Rav Papa, ki amar Rav, loishnam b'milba v'loishnam b'pikadon. That when Rav said, you don't need Siburin, it makes no difference, ki amar Rav, loishnam b'milba v'loishnam b'pikadon. That you don't need Siburin b'maimet shloshtan. Okay, meaning this idea of maimet shloshtan, how did Rav Zvid answer it? Rav Zvid said in our Mishnah, again, the guy said, give $100 to Pliny. Give $100 to Pliny, and then he dies. Rav Zvid said we're talking about a bari, and why? Because he gave it over Maimet Shloshtan. Why did Rav said you only give it over if it's Siburin? And Rav Zvid said, oh, why Siburin? Because there's no Kenyan. You're talking about a bari, and it's Maimet Shloshtan. Now the problem is, why don't you want to know why Rav Papa didn't say like Rav Zvid? Because Rav Papa holds that Maimet Shloshtan would work even without Siburin, without the money piled up and sitting there. So therefore, that would not be an appropriate way to explain the Mishnah, according to Rav. Rav Zvid, my time alone, Rav Papa. Why does Rav Zvid not hold like Rav Papa? That it doesn't make sense to say that our Mishnah is talking about a Shchev Meira, a person on his deathbed, Mimai, Medikdani, why? Let's see. Because if you look at the words in the Mishnah, Imer Tenu Get Zele Ishti, Bishtar Shechev Zele Avdi, Umeis, that what is the Mishnah talking about? That the Baal, or the master, says, give it over. Lo Yinu Lachar Misa, Taima Demeis. The whole reason why you wouldn't give over the get shechur for the eved or the get isha to the wife is because he died. Hamechayim noisnin, that you would give it. Now, that's one thing. Taima da amar tenu. Look at the other lashon it says. It says tenu. He said tenu. Halayavar tenu a noisnin. Now, if our Mishnah is talking about a shechiv meira, tenu, now we said tenu is accomplishing give it over. Give it. So he's essentially sending him. Now, it sounds like if our Mishnah is a Shchev Meira, u'Shchev Meira afagav d'loy amar tenu noisin. Our Mishnah made it a point to say tenu. And when it comes to a Shchev Meira, if our Mishnah is talking about a Shchev Meira, you would not have to say noisin. Now, again, in our Mishnah, you're not going to give it because the guy ended up dying. And there's no get achar misa. But if the guy didn't die, that means you would give it. Why? Because he said tenu. Well, if our Mishnah is talking about a Shchev Meira, he wouldn't even need to say tenu. Because what do we see? The Mishnah says, "Barishayno hayoyimrim," that originally they said "Hayotze b'kayler," that if a person is about to get killed, he's on his way to the guillotine. Hayotze b'kayler is out in chains. Okay, they're taking him to get killed. But Amar, and he says, "Kasvu get leishdi." He says, "Write a get for my wife." He never said "tenu." He just says "Kasvu." Harei elu yichtavu v'yitnu. You do go ahead and give it. That Kosvu is good enough to accomplish a tenu. So if our Mishnah is talking about a shchemira, yotze b'kol is a shchemira, okay, and then chazru lemer, afam farish v'yotze b'shiara, that this same deal applies to someone who is leaving, somebody who goes on a caravan, somebody who's going medina sayam, he doesn't know if he's ever going to come back, he doesn't want his wife to fall to Ibam, so he wants to give a get, and he says kosvu, he's on his way, he's at the port, goodbye honey, and he says to the shliach, kosvu get. Right, that's enough to say kasu utenu. So a shchemira would be the same thing. So from the fact that our Mishnah said tenu, it must be that our Mishnah is not a shchemira, and that's why Rabbi Zvid did not want to say like Rev Papa. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Yamer Af Hamasukan, and and this is right. I guess this is the punchline. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri says even a mesukan, which is a shchemira. So again, this same thing would apply. A shchemira, all he has to say to give a get is, if he's really a shchemira, is kasvu. So the fact that our Mishnah said tenu, and then he died, it sounds like if he was alive, you'd give a get, must be we're not talking about a shchemira, because then our Mishnah should have just said, homer kasvu, and dies, which means if he's alive, then you would give the get. So the fact that he didn't say that, must be it's not a shchemira.
When in the case where he's going out to the gallows, and he says kasvu, is it effective just upon the statement, or they have to actually write it out while he's...
No, they would have to write it and give it before he died, because ain't get lachar misa. That's clear. Engal Acharmisa. But the point is that considered an aminu shlichus or not? Okay? And so now, Maskevlo Ravashi, this whole thing that according to, that a shchemira would be in the same category that kasvu would work, is only according to Rav Shimon Shizuri. My name alone, the Masis name Rav Shimon Shizuri, the Murabanan he. Maybe we're going like the Rabbanan. Okay? And therefore, you have no raya. Again, Rav Zvid has no raya either way, but that's why he didn't like, that's why he didn't want to say like Rav Papa, that I guess to make it conform to Rav Shimon Shizuri. Gufa, Amar Rav, Huna Amar Rav. Manu li biyadcha, tenei lo l'poini, mimam et shlashtan kana. So this, we saw this idea that if you have money and you say, I want to give it over to so-and-so, but mimam et shlashtan, in front of three people, I want, so again, Reuven says, Shimon is holding something of mine in front of three, I want Shimon to give it over to Levi. Okay, so that would work. Now, what's the point here, right? Because Shimon could always give it to, right? Why can't Reuven just tell Shimon, go give it to Levi? And Tosfos points out that this, it works even bal karchai, that he can force, so he can force him, Reuven, if he can go to three random people, even Shimon is holding on to his thing, and in front of three people he could say, I want Shimon to give it to Levi, even if Shimon doesn't want to give it to Levi, doesn't like him, he doesn't want to give it to him, still I can force it. Okay, and that's the point here. That it makes sense by a pikadon. Meaning again, why? What's pikadon? That's like tziburin. The object is be'en. So therefore, we can point to a specific object. It's not just out there in the ether. It's specifically be'en. And therefore, Reuven can essentially, with Mayim Mitzloshon, force that this, that he can be mizake it to Levi. That Shimon will give it to Levi. Okay? Avol b'milva loy. But when it comes to a milva, it's a loan. So again, a loan is not be'en. The money is owed. There's no specific money to point to. Again, what you're essentially doing is, it's almost like a real kinyan here. You're transferring it, right? You're telling Shimon to be mezaket. Reuven is being mezaket on something to Levi. Normally in a kinyan world, Reuven would give it to Levi, and there would be some form of kinyan there. Over here, you're saying that b'mayim et shlashtan, we're going to now allow Shimon to give whatever zchus, Shimon owes the money to Reuven. Let's say we're talking about a milva. Shimon owes the money to Reuven. Somehow you're transferring whatever the zchus is, whatever the power is in that loan, you're transferring that from Shimon to Reuven, rather Shimon to Levi. So what are you using in order to transfer, to have a transference, normally you need some form of kinyan. That's what we're coming to solve for. Again, Tosfos says bal karcha, that you can do it, you can force it, but so my mitzlashdan, if it's be'en, so then it's a little easier to say the object is be'en, so we can force the transference. When it's out there in the ether, how am I transferring it? Meaning, what we're thinking now is that when it comes to a loan, so right, we have machlekes here. When it comes to a loan, when it's out there in the ether, it's not physically here, then it wouldn't work. Not true. Amar Rav, afilu b'milva, that even by a loan, right, so even by a loan, we're now thinking that whatever there was, right, whatever it is that will require Shimon to pay back Reuven, the Malveh, that was created at the time that the loan was extended. If it's Pikadon, the object is Be'en, so it's a little easier to say. But if it's in the ether, then you have to go back to the last time there was something here. When was the last time there was something here? When Reuben loaned the money to Shimon. So whatever happened at that time, Shimon was essentially mechayev himself to it. So how does Reuben transfer that to Levi? Well, you're going to have to say, okay, in Marnami Amar Shmo, Mishmei Levi, Milva Levi Yadcha, Tenei Lepoini Mai Mitzlashtan, Kana, V'taima Mai. So why? How does it work? It's like Levi, the Loiva, when he accepted the loan, he created a shibud not just to pay back Reuven, there's some sort of shibud there, but rather, Shabbat Nalcha Uldidach, so I'm going to pay you, Ulechol Da'asi Machmasach, and I'm creating a shibud for anybody that you may later designate. Right? Because otherwise, Whatever Reuven has to be able to get paid back from Shimon, whatever he has was created the last time there was something banned here, which is when the loan was given over, when the money was given over. So the shibud, what that's going to allow later, that's going to allow Reuven to transfer to someone else, it was created at the time of the loan, last time there was something be'en. Otherwise, how do you understand that when it comes to milva, I understand pikadon, the object's be'en. So I can transfer because the object is physically here. But on a loan, you have to go back to the last time there was something ben. One second. Elmeata hiknilnoldim. So let's say Reuven says, okay, Shimon, I want you to give the loan to, let's say, okay, Reuven 20 years ago loaned Shimon money. Okay, give him a 20-year mortgage. Now it's 10 years later, and he wants to transfer somebody, or it's 15 years later, to somebody who wasn't born at the time of the loan. So now, well, if you're saying that it happened at the time that the ability of Reuven to transfer this shibud is based on the time that the loan took place, so then what happens if the guy was never born? So then, even according to Rameir, who says you can't be makne davar a physical object shalei ba'olam, that's to a person who is here. Yeah, I can transfer something that doesn't maybe yet exist as a physical object, but I have to transfer shibud to someone. The someone has to be here. So if you're saying that the shibud came at the time of the loan, and that is the ability of Reuven 20 years later to transfer the payment to somebody else, well, guess what? What happens if that guy wasn't here?
Who cares? What's the difference? It's on the loan. It's not on the guy.
No, it's on the shibud of the loiva. Again, using Tysus, the way we understand this is that it's that Reuven can force Shimon to pay back someone else. So that means Shimon had to have accepted the transference of the shibud. He had to have accepted it. So where was Shimon mechayev himself, the loiva? Where was the loiva ever mechayev himself?
At the beginning, Shabbat l'chadidach l'idach.
I understand. I understand. But the shibud is like a connection to someone. That someone doesn't exist yet.
The question is to who?
He doesn't exist yet. So I can't have created a shibud. A shibud is a string. If you want to view it as like something physical, shibud would be a string, right? I have a string. So you're tying strings. So I tied a string to Reuven, and I tied a string to anybody who later he would decide that at the time of the loan, I tied a string to. Well, if there's nobody who was here, I can't have tied a string to somebody. Okay? Then that's my pusher way of understanding it. I'm sure there's many other deeper ways. Okay. Ella Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi has to say, no, it can't be because of this. It can't be that the shibud was created at the time alone. By he ana to come mishtanya le bein malva yeshana le malva chadasha gomer mishaben avshe. Okay, from the fact that I'm going from Reuven to Shimon, I'll be pashtas. I'm transferring Reuven. Shimon is the loiva over here. No, I just confused it with the names. Shimon is the loiva. From the fact that the loiva is going from one lender to another lender, he's now, ostensibly, you transfer your mortgage, you're going to get an extra 30 days to pay. So he's going to get more time to pay. So he's getting a benefit. And therefore, he is Meshabed himself, the loiva, that he is going to be able to transfer and pay somebody else. So there is a benefit to the lender. Well, what about these guys, right? They are very diligent in collecting their loans, maybe forceful, and they're not going to give you an extra day. Hachanami delay kakanu. So in that situation, if the whole benefit that's creating the shiba that allows Reuven to transfer the loan, one malva to another malva, is the fact that you're getting more time. What happens if you don't get more time? Then it wouldn't work. Okay, v'chitei mahachanami imkein asata d'varecha l'shirin. Then you're saying a din that doesn't always work. It has to always work. You can't be nasata d'varecha l'shirin. Ela mermer zutra, that, you know what? There is no specific reason. Ela mermer zutra, hani klas mili, shavini rabbanon kehel chasa. Beloi taima. These three things the rabbanon set up like they mimic halacha l'maisha misinais. Meaning, they don't have to have a reason. They don't have to work mitame kinyin. The kehel chasa beloi taima, chadaha. So this is one din. The idach is Damar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Hakoysim nechasov leish. If a person says, "I'm giving all my nechasov to his wife," when he says, "I'm giving it to my wife," he doesn't actually mean he's giving it to his wife at the cost to his yarshim. What he means is, my wife should be the apotropis overseeing on behalf of the yarshim. The idach Damar Rav Chanina Hamasi Isha Levnoi Gadol Babayis. If a person marries off his son, his oldest son, but he's a son in a house. Kano, that he says, okay, we're going to go to this special house that I now own. It's like he's giving him the house. And that is, the house actually becomes the son. So those are the three dinim that we say is like Halacha Mishmei Sinai. Now, the Acharonim actually bring down that this whole din of Kecholhani, right? Again, we brought two dinim over here. If a person transfers, one is Siburin, Pikadoim, where the item's there. And one is the milva. We spent a lot of time discussing the milva because that was more of a struggle for us. Now, the Gemara came to say, you're right, I can't figure out how you should be able to transfer, or like the way Pesach is forced to transfer. Can't figure it out how you're transferring it. So we have to say it's like Allah HaLamesh Mishinai. It's a Drabbanan version of Allah HaLamesh Mishinai that allows the chayv to be transferred from one malva to another malva. Now the question is, did it go back on the Tziburin as well? The Acharim actually say no. That there's two different dinim over here. By the halvas, there's nothing be'en. So there's no way to affect the transference of the Shiba. But when something's be'en, they actually want a taina that just like kinyan, the Rabbanon created different versions of kinyanim. Why? Because some say because of there's takanas hashuk, right? For efficient trade, we can't have that every single time something has to be done, you have to go through all the taimei hakinyan. You have to go through all the halachas of kinyan. You have to have efficient trade. So too, when it comes to pikadon, when the item is be'en, so they said that it would actually work, but my mitzlashon, that's another form of kinyan. But when it comes to the halva, when it's not be'en, that's more difficult. So again, it's a question of, does this, we're saying that they gave that the hilchasa b'loi taima, that we essentially, the Rabbanon are treating this like a halva shmi Sinai, does that only apply to the halva, or does it apply to the pikadon as well? Pick up over here tomorrow.